step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This is where the Lowcountry starts the day informed.
Because I like to know what went on overnight when I was sleeping.
Traffic and weather on the fives. The news you need to know and a perspective you can't find anywhere else. This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
On a big Fail Friday edition of the show. Welcome in. Man, I feel like we started the big Fail Friday show early, though, yesterday. Not in January of 2020, frankly, or 2021. But early yesterday, though, when we had a complete and utter traffic nightmare all morning drive because of painting on lines on Maybank and River Road area yesterday on and off of John's Island. And I feel for the person who had one job to do, which was to, who knows, that it's probably more than one job, but to put only in the roadway, and they did it wrong, and it made news last night on Channel 5. They picked up the story thanks to one of our listeners who sent the photograph in, so we appreciate you, and we posted it up on our social, and Live 5 News picked it up, so you really got a feel for whoever spelled only incorrectly in the roadway yesterday. It's just, oh man, the picture, you got to check it out. At 943 WSE. It's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I blasted it everywhere, which is why probably our TV partner picked it up. But I guess I should apologize to whoever made the mistake, because it's bad enough you made the mistake and then you got put on blast for it.
But thanks to Joanna for sending that.
So yes, Joanna, thank you for that. And welcome in Attorney General Alan Wilson here on 943 WSE. We sure do have a lot to get to.
Well, speaking of incompetent government, thank you for having me on to talk about it.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've been really concerned about is this drive in Washington, D.C. to turn the U.S. Capitol into a state. And, you know, we've heard this recently this week that they're trying to pack the Supreme Court. And then, of course, next week there's a bill being dropped in the House of Representatives to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state. I've led a coalition of 21 other states, 22 in total. We sent a letter this past week to President Biden and the leaders of Congress, basically telling them that that Washington, D.C. is very distinct and unique from territories and states, and that if you want to convert it into a state, you'd have to do so by a constitutional amendment. You can't do it through statute, which is what they're seeking to do. Now, I would still be against it on policy grounds, but it is unconstitutional for Washington, D.C. to be a state without amending the Constitution. And that's what we basically said that. And we said, if you try to pass the law, we're going to sue you and take you into the Supreme Court.
But Alan, I mean, wasn't it just this past week that that you had Biden say that our Constitution was fluid? I mean, basically.
Well, that's the leftist view of the Constitution. Yeah. It means whatever they want it to mean at that time, point in time. I mean, there's no foundational principles with them. There's no limiting principles with the left. That's one of the reasons I'm a member of the right. I don't want either party to have absolute unlimited power or control, including the Republican Party, because it corrupts.
Yes, absolute power corrupts. So Attorney General Alan Wilson live with us here on 94.3 WSE. What stops them from packing the courts and then doing this, turning the Capitol into a state?
Well, right now, the only thing standing between us is just total anarchy. Packing the courts, packing the Senate is the filibuster. Right now, it does not appear they have the votes, but we're on a threat. You know, you got Manchin, you got Sinema, you got just a couple of U.S. senators that really hold the cards. So my hope is if the Senate holds and we're able to maintain the 50-50, I know that Vice President Harris has the tie-breaking vote, but if we can hold that 50-50 split, then we're good. However, there are a lot of things that I've been meeting with members of my colleagues around the country. If they try to nationalize our elections through HR1, we're going to sue on it. We're going to sue to enforce immigration laws, defend the borders. We're going to sue to prevent Washington, D.C. from becoming the 51st state. You know, we're going to fight them on every point we possibly can. We're going to defend the Second Amendment in the courts. So, I mean, these are things that we're working on. But when I heard that they were literally dropping a bill, you know, and here's something to think about. If Congress had the ability to statutorily convert Washington, D.C. into a state, then why do they need the 23rd Amendment to the Constitution to give Washington, D.C. 3 electoral votes? Why didn't Congress just do it through legislative action? You know, they knew that they can't do that. They have to amend the Constitution to give it 3 electoral votes. So they would have to amend the Constitution to convert it into a state, which we would still fight, but it wouldn't be in court at that point.
So I have a few more questions for you. Do you have a few minutes? Because we need to talk about traffic here for a minute. All right. And the fact that people can't spell only. I can't believe it. Team coverage of traffic and weather. More with our State Attorney General, Alan Wilson. Again, our protector, the man between the D.C. draconian Graham Downs, standing in the gap.
From Pennsylvania Avenue to Rivers Avenue, 94.3 WSC gives you the headlines and the context you need to stay informed. 94.3 WSC, the Low Country's news station.
Tell you what, on a big fail Friday, people were saying, I was having this conversation with my mother, a very unscientific conversation with the mom saying, well, people have been saying that the Pfizer was the best shot of all, and now they're saying you need to have a booster in a year.
Booster, and then you're going to have to get one annually.
Oh, boy.
Sounds like a little cash cow, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? All right. South Carolina's Attorney General Alan Wilson wrapping up our conversation on a Big Fail Friday edition of the show. I have to ask you, and I know that the governor is talking from a legislative perspective here, and you're looking at things from a legal perspective as the Attorney General in South Carolina. But the cancel culture and what we saw with the with, of course, baseball in Georgia. Now you got the NCAA weighing in about transgenders, saying we're all in on transgenders. And our governor had a little something to say about that.
The NCAA is looking at barring states with anti-transgender legislation from hosting championship events. Does that change how you feel about some of the transgender bills that are going through?
No, it doesn't. I think the NCAA ought to mind their own business. If they want to pass laws, they need to run for office.
So, Attorney General Alan Wilson, you got our governor telling the NCAA to pound sand. I thought, what are our protections, if we're looking at this, you know, legally as opposed to legislatively, against this whole cancel culture and businesses that we're seeing across the country, especially in neighboring Georgia?
Well, first off, I share the governor's sentiment. I mean, if they do want to, you know, legislate, then they're in the wrong business.
Right.
Now, that as an organization, they have the right to pass whatever laws or rules they want. But I will tell you right now, If you know, and no one thinks anybody, regardless of how they view themselves, transgender or not, should be treated wrongly. But the reality is, you know, if you're going to do that, then why do we have men and women sports at all?
Right.
If gender is fluid, then NCAA, just go ahead and eliminate it and let the girls compete with the boys. Now, I don't support that because that's not fair to young women.
Right.
I mean, men and women are built differently. You know, it's biology. And so I certainly believe that, you know, the NCAA needs to keep its nose out of that stuff. And again, it's social justice warrior. It's people trying to virtue signal, and it's ridiculous. And it's something I find abhorrent. If you know, I was reading an article recently. There was two track athletes up in Connecticut, transgender boys, meaning or transgender women, rather. They were born as boys and they converted to girls, and they're beating all of the girls on all the track sports. And so they're winning every medal there is. However, if you compare their times to the boys in the same age group, they're not even in the top 20. So it's unfair to these young women who've trained their whole lives to try to get scholarships to college that you have school systems up there supporting the rights of these transgender over the vast 99.99% of other students out there and women who are competing in sports. It's wrong. The Equality Act, which you hear the left talking about in Washington, D.C., seeks to basically stick gender identity under the Civil Rights Act of 1964 as a classification of to be protected, meaning that gender, you know, pastors will no longer be able to choose whether or not they want to conduct same-sex marriages. And I mean, if people can get married, but you're not entitled to go to the church, the church doesn't agree with it. And transgender students have a right to go into whatever sport they want, go into whatever locker room they want, notwithstanding how everyone else feels about it. You know, you want your daughter changing next to a boy in a locker room, you know, or you don't like it, tough. And that's what the Equality Act will do. It will take away those personal decisions from people.
Total hypocrisy. Speaking of taking away personal decisions, vaccine passports. How can you protect South Carolinians from vaccine passports?
Well, first off, I mean, that's more of a policy question than a legal one. I'm vehemently opposed to it, but I will say this. I'll say to the president, hey, you want to talk about vaccine passports? All right, I'll have that conversation with you. I probably won't get to where you want me to be, but I want you to have a conversation with me on securing the border and making sure that anyone coming over has a passport. I mean, you're right. You're letting people come across the border. You're releasing them into the interior without even being COVID tested. We've had the number of children being held in migrant facilities. I'm sorry, kid cages. Is that what they called them under Trump? They're now migrant facilities.
Right.
It spiked to six times what it was prior to Christmas. So, you know, I'm against the vaccine passports. And again, it's not going to make people safer. It's just another list the government wants to create.
South Carolina's Attorney General Alan Wilson here on 94.3 WSC. Don't be a stranger. I know there's more to talk about here coming up.
I'll be back.
All right. That's how we kick off Big Fail Friday. What's your big fail this week? I know there's a lot to choose from.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch your show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.